is the final hour on the sunny side on your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria in Fire FM. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing? And how is your Tuesday afternoon going? We're talking publicizing charitable deeds in this final hour on the sunny side. My name is Denise Dennis Owalu, and this is your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria in 4FM. So let's see how we can make good use of the time we have left so we would have great conversations. Now, I'd like to make reference to what the Holy Book says as the foundation for this conversation, talking about publicizing charitable deeds. Remember, you can always join the conversation live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH is our Twitter handle, and our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Also, when it's time to call, on the numbers to call 070-0923-0923, and then WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-0306416. Matthew 6, verse 4. I'm trying not to sound like a preacher, but then I'll just quote the scripture and then we'll get right into it. That your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. That your charitable deeds, some versions would say that your givings, or that your alms given, should be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Some people say, let your right hand not see what your left hand is doing, right? I think I've heard that several times. Bottom line is, some call it show off when someone does something nice and then put it on social media. Oh, I helped this person. Oh, I gave this person money for food. Oh, this person was down and I took this person to the hospital. Oh, I did this. Oh, I did that. And they share pictures. Yeah, the common one that happens is when people visit the orphanages. So you visit the orphanage and you take pictures with the orphans at the orphanage. You probably buy items, noodles, pasta, detergent, biscuits, what's this called now? Beverages, milk, chocolate beverage, you name it, snacks and all of that. And you visit the orphanage and you take pictures and you put it out in social media. The flood situation had a lot of persons donating what we call relief materials to internally displaced persons or the IDP camps. And, you know, some of them took pictures, put it out on their social media handles. Some aspirants also did that kind of donation and they put it out on social media. Now, some people did put it out on social media. Some call it show off. Others see it as normal. In this era of social media, going online and seeing pictures and videos of charitable deeds has become a frequent occurrence. And it seems to be a deviation from what the Holy Book says. Do in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you what? Openly. Now, there also arises the question of appropriateness of this act. But the main question we'll try to answer this hour on the sunny side, on your number one station for talk, is there a good enough reason to publicize charitable deeds? Is there a good enough reason to publicize charitable deeds? The other time, Lagos State Governor was trending. He saw out of school children, he had his hands akimbo, and he was wondering what's going on, you know. And then I heard that he gave them scholarships and all of that. So giving out scholarships, helping the widows, helping the needy, sending people abroad. The other time it was somebody who said, oh, he supported somebody's business with one of the machines the person needed for the business, and even tagged the person he supported. Is that a good enough reason to publicize charitable deeds? Let's talk. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. Once again, 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number once again, 0809-030-6416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call, and also be audible so that we can hear you. We're live on Twitter. Twitter handle is at Nigeria Info PH. So feel free to join the conversation on Twitter, watch us live, and then drop your comments. Or you can watch us live on Facebook as well. Our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Is there a good enough reason to publicize charitable deeds? Or if you do good, we don't want to know. Keep your good deeds to yourself. I mean, why are you even showing it? Why are you even sharing it with the world that you did this? Why does the world have to know that you helped somebody? Why are you putting out on social media? Are you doing it because maybe you want people to praise you and say, oh, this guy, they try you? Or you want people to see you as a philanthropist, someone who is benevolent, as it were? You tell us. Once again, the number 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Once again, remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call. And if you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, feel free to use the other platforms earlier advertised. We're going to a quick break. When we come back, we'll start taking your calls and reading your messages.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side. I'm trying to figure out what's happening with the phone lines. I do not know. Not able to wrap my head around it yet, but find a way somehow. Notwithstanding, you can always send us a WhatsApp message. That is, if you're trying to get through to us via the phone lines and you're unable to, send us a WhatsApp message, okay? And the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. But keep trying the phone lines. I'm sure some way, somehow, you should be able to get through to us. I hope this call goes through, though. So, yes, we're talking publicizing charitable deeds, and the question is there a good enough reason to publicize charitable deeds? And we lost this call also. Ida from Ankara, please do well to call back. Okay, so let me just go through some WhatsApp messages I have here. Someone says, it's not a good thing to publicize good deeds, but the society you and I live in, we are so gullible. Once you don't put it out there, Nigerians will call you out that you don't help, while the ones who put it out, not even as much as you do, are real ballers. Insane Society. Erama Chuku, send that in. This other one says, good afternoon, DDW. You and I know that it is impossible for a politician to do good in secret. It is not something we should argue about now, Aminu. Really? So when they do it in open, what are they trying to achieve with it? When they come out and say, oh, I just gave 10 million, or I just paid school fees, or I gave scholarship to just a number of persons, or I just sent somebody to school, or I just paid for surgery for someone. And you see them, they take pictures with the patient on the hospital bed. Let's hear from David in HA. Hi, David. Sorry about that, David. Livinus and Jocko from HA says, it is not good to publicize charitable deeds. We should rather do it secretly. It is only the charity homes that could appreciate the givers through prayers for them. Publicizing our charitable deeds is a way of showing pride. Is it pride? And we should also know that pride goes before a fall. Good afternoon. I'm Emmanuel from Port Harcourt. I think for some charity organizations, it is important to go online and social media platforms to share this, because some of them are being funded by different people. And these people need to confirm that their money is actually doing its work. But for private individuals and some churches, who does this in order to gain members and followers, it's totally wrong, because they're supposed to be better examples. Emmanuel, I'll come back to this. Ida from Ankara, welcome. Good afternoon. Go on.
Yeah, Dennis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can I just ask a simple question?
All right, go ahead.
I want to send you something now. Yeah. Dennis, please send me account number. I want to send you something. You know that I'm the person that sends you money, Abi? Then maybe I'll do it through transfer. Or through PS. I wonder, don't publicize them now. So whatever thing you're doing, allow the next person to know. That is not a bad thing. You don't play for somebody, I'll allow the person to know that I'm the one that did that thing.
No, that's not the one we are talking about. We are saying that you send me money.
Yes.
Then you now go on social media. And you don't screen grab the transaction. Maybe you transferred 50,000 naira to me. With my name and everything. You even tag me if I'm on social media to the post. And then you said, I just transferred 50,000 naira to Denise. Hunger be one killer. Chai, if you see Denise now, Denise, they suffer. You know, you just construct something and you just put it out there and says, helping a suffering lady. I just did a transfer of 50,000 to this lady. She was suffering so much. She's so hungry. And all that's the one we're talking about.
I will not put it that way. Now, I'm from Nkoro now.
So how would you put it?
Nkoro. Like, I want to do something for my people. Then won't I snap with them? Won't I show myself that I'm helping my community? Is that a bad thing?
That's what I'm asking. So what is your reason for wanting to show that you're helping your community? That's the question.
Yes, they will know now, so that they will know that I'm helping them. So that some other time when I want to come for something, they will come out for me. I won't send somebody to go and collect my glory.
Okay, so you're doing it for the glory, so that when you need something from them, you have proof that you've actually helped them, and they will come out for you. That's what you're saying.
Yes, that's for me, not for any other person.
For you. Okay.
So that God will keep blessing me too.
But the scripture says in secret. The scripture did not say so that you will collect glory, so that when you are coming out for something, they will do for you too. So how certain are you that you will still get the blessing?
When you raise the offering, when you say raise the offering up, open it, open your hand and raise it. Is it secret? It's not secret now.
That's why churches have envelopes. Hold on. That's why churches have envelopes. You package your offering in an envelope and you put it in an offering basket. Nobody sees how much you're giving as offering. Ha! He had to bring offering into the mix. Oh, gee, I'm so sorry, lost that call. Please do well to call back. So he says, so that nobody will take my glory. Wow. And so there's a glory that comes with showing off that you did good, huh? I didn't know that. Honestly, I didn't. Nigerian, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, Didi.
Hi, good afternoon.
Didi, how are you?
Vera, thank you.
This is Success. That's number one for you, Bolanda.
Success, you're welcome. Go ahead.
That's a long time. It is, see, if you go to Bible, you don't need to. Like Bible said that if you saw a secret, you are the one who come and open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you are talking about politicians, no politicians will do anything secret for you. Why? The reason is that as they are doing it openly, publicizing it everywhere, like either from Carl says, if the person wants to contest anything, you will use that as a reference. So remember, I do social things, so what I say, therefore, people will vote for me, people will campaign for me, people will help me. That is just part of campaign. Now, for people to know, you are not doing it to receive the word from God. It's to receive the word from people, not from God. So that is it.
No, well, it's not only politicians that are doing this thing, no. Normal human beings like you and I. Imagine Success now, you go to Rumekini, okay? And there's a school at Rumekini. And you say, I want to buy school shoes and what's it called now? School bags for these school children.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you go there. And you even go as far as calling a graphic designer. You do banner. You will now do design and even put on the school bags and the school shoes. And you say, courtesy of Success, Ezemburu, one of them. And then you call a photographer. And then they take you pictures with the children holding the school bag and the school sandals. And then you now take it to your own social media page, maybe Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. And then you say, I just gave out 10,000 pairs of shoes to school children in community primary school, Rumekini. Hashtag helping the helpless or hashtag giving to the needy. What is your aim, really?
Like I said, everybody has his own aim. Like me, I normally help so many people. I normally help people, but you can't hear it from me or hear it from anywhere except this and decide to. Like in the Bible, where Jesus, where Christ, he heals somebody.
Mm.
He told the person, go home. I show myself to priest.
Mm.
The person decides to go, and the other ones, when he heals, he said, go home and take care of yourself. The other person said, no. He now went to city and prophesied that tell people that Christ healed him.
Mm.
So, like me, right in our church, I normally take care of children. Sometimes I'll buy candy skin for them every Sunday. I secretly go there and give it to them. I don't announce it. I'm surprised when they are doing Youth Week this Sunday. They put it on their news announcement, announce it to the whole church. This is who I never buy, that they are missing me. So I was surprised that I allow people to tell people about you, not for you to tell people about yourself.
All right, thank you, Success. David from HA, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead. Hi, David.
I am asking the Bible to endorse them.
Okay.
Like, this message, beware of practicing your piety. Your piety before men in order to be seen by them. For then you will have the reward of your Father who is in heaven. Please, anybody that is doing anything to anybody is dependent on what the person has in mind. If what the person has in mind is expecting a blessing from God, and after he has done that, he let somebody other, if some other person is low, that blessing might not come to the person because the person has done it by letting people know. He's not supposed to do that. But in a situation where somebody is doing something just for reference point, like you can be a teacher, maybe you're making reference and say, this is what happened when I did two sacrifices. Out of what I did, God bless me. It's not actually by mentioning the name of that person. It is good for you to let people know what you have done. Mostly when you need to make reference or a lot of examples. Another thing I want to start is an inference of what happened in the Bible. You know how Christ was with Lazarus. Lazarus, Christ was always taken care of. When Christ was told that Lazarus has passed on, that at that point,
Christ remembers of certain things that he intends why he stayed with Lazarus. And most of those things made him to rush down to that place. So, in most cases, if there is any need for you to tell somebody something that you have done, it must be because of what you want people to learn from it, not on the side of you are saying it for God to bless you or to remember you because of what you have done.
Okay.
And again, it's by what somebody is characterized, like as somebody who is not always going to church.
Mm.
You do things because you are not aware of it. That is just what I want to contribute.
All right, thank you, David. Kenneth from Choba. Oh, dear. Sorry, Kenneth. We lost our call with you. If you can, please do well to call back. I see a plethora of messages on Facebook. Let's see how many of them I can possibly read out. And then I move on to WhatsApp. And thereafter... Okay, so this one is from the humble bishop. Good afternoon, Didi. Honestly, I see no reason for someone to publicize a good deed. When someone publicizes what he does to the world, making the whole world know that he's a helper to people, then such individual is only expecting an applause or praise from people. I think the best way to do your good deeds and leave the rest for God. The humble bishop from Lewe Gukana. Emmanuel from NTA Road. Good afternoon and welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Didi.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
We have two types of help. Number one is called conditional help.
Okay.
The other one is called unconditional help.
Mm.
Just like our brother Ed asked me that if he does anything good, that the reason is so that when he comes out in a village or his personal town, if his people will now vote for him based on what he did in the past. That one is under conditional help. You help somebody because you would benefit from the person tomorrow, which the book of Matthew chapter 6 condemns. Then, unconditional is the one that you will give without expecting any gain or any payback, and which is Matthew chapter 6 says, God will reward you because you do that in secret. But when you do and you announce it, the book of Matthew says, God will not reward you because you have already taken your praise and commendation from people. So the best thing is for somebody to help people and forget about announcing it or publicizing it so that God will now give you back and reward you for doing good. So that's the right thing to do.
All right. Thank you so much, Emmanuel. Mr. Zion called back from Jaria. Welcome back. Go ahead.
Yes. You know, what that scripture talks about is just like what you are saying.
Mm.
When you help, you go tag them, all those. No, no. That was the scripture is totally against.
Mm.
Men looking at it, you haven't been listening to people. It's derogatory. It does not show a good character even of you. But the truth is this, there is no way you can do good for people that you should be silent. It's not possible. Even between me and you, there are certain gifts they give to you. If you tell your parents, it is so person that give me that will still return it. But if they mention certain people's name, they'll say, eat it or take it, it is yours. It's because of the conduct of the person. And that scripture alone is not protecting he that receiveth, but the scripture is protecting he that giveth. That
okay.
is who the scripture is protecting. Look at this guy that make a joke, Aprogo.
Mm.
He said when he won the money, calls started coming in. Oh, my mother is sick, this one is that, too, that is that, too. My mother swallowed school. He now have to reply, look, even my mother too has swallowed shovel. The truth is, that is who we are in this country. Go and share those who are doing giveaway on social media.
Mm.
Can you imagine their followers? People and their likes and comments. But you that is not doing giveaway, how many people go follow you? Make a comment, if nobody will answer you. But the moment they notice that you do give away, either airtime or money or what, so that let people, and you know, most of the people who come to their inbox to tell them and mention situation to them, oh, my mother is sick, oh, this one is that, so these things are happening.
But the truth is this, you tagging how you do maybe derogatory comments on that good deed you've done, that is wrong. Look at Jesus, when he rose from the dead, a man told him, I don't believe you are the one. He said, are you sure? Why did Jesus open your hand? Come and put your hand up, I am the Jesus. He had to confirm me that, yes, my gift is real. My offerings are real. So you to confirm your giving, making it known, or, oh, we just went to the orphanage, we just came back from a burial, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
But hold on. What if whatever you're doing some way somehow puts you at risk? I just bought a car for somebody to start e-hailing services. Don't you think there are people on your timeline that will think, oh, for this person to have been able to buy someone a car, it means that if we kidnap him, money will come out. So he can buy somebody a car, be someone he does not know, to start a business. What about the downsides to it? What about how the person you help, how do they feel about it? Now, it's a different thing altogether if it is the one who was helped who comes out to say, my people, help me thank so and so person, or this man single-handedly cleared my medical bills. You know, I'm so grateful to him. God bless you, sir. And then people are saying, Chai, God bless you. Thank you so much, sir. Or thank you so much, ma. Then you having to do it yourself. That way, the person who is grateful feels like, oh, ma, for this thing this man has done, I do not have 10,000 tongues. You know, if I have 10,000 tongues, I don't have 10,000 tongues to say thank you. But, I mean, I can bank on my friends and followers on social media to actually thank you, to show you how grateful I am. That's totally different. If I'm telling somebody that, Jude bought me fried rice and chicken, help me tell Jude thank you. You know, it's a different thing that Jude goes out and says, I just bought Denise fried rice and chicken, I don't gotta be one finisher. Say I should be like, good, no get blood. I'm just saying. Let's hear from Ken in Chuba. Hi, Ken. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Ken from Chuba.
Ken, welcome.
The kind of publishing the good things one does depends. Maybe someone is a public is holding a public money, like in churches or Royal Highness or government officials, and want to show people that he is working with the money that's been handed over to him to control. He can as well publish it so that people
working with money that you had collected to do work. If you are supposed to carry out a constituency project, would that amount to a charitable deed? We're talking charity here. We're talking reaching out to the poor, reaching out to the helpless, reaching out to the needy, clothing the naked, and being there for people. Is that what you should use money assigned for projects to go and be doing?
No, like government, most of the time, when they see some critical issues, maybe it's not in the budget, they have to put hands on that to get the problem solved. Mm. That one, we should also show it on social media that in case if I can't, I mean, people will be questioning how this money has been managed, how this, you can as well record those things. So that people will know, but in terms of individual help, it's not good that you help somebody and showcase it on social media that it's not because of me, this person could have died or it couldn't have withstand the pain he or she was facing. So those ones, I think, is not in the right way.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ken. Back to Facebook now. Ogboju SPF says, when public servants spend money on people and projects outside the state budget, it's not charity, it's misplaced priority, and he publicizes it, then he is egocentric. Interesting. Let me go to WhatsApp. And Didi, even it is good because even the Bible says, shine your light, that the whole world may see. If a bad news can be easily publicized, why not good deeds? Simply goodness from Pitakwa. The shining your light so the whole world will see. Is it that when you do good, let you go and... I don't... shine your light is, you know, I think it means a different thing altogether. Of course, when you illuminate light, people will get the impact of the light. Okay? That is shining your light. You are shining it, but you're not coming on social media or picking up a megaphone and you're announcing that, oh, this is what... Now, let me tell you one thing. Some years ago, I heard there are two churches in River State that, I don't know, some way, somehow, they're in a battle. I'm looking for the right words. I don't want to make it seem like it's a battle. But you have members or individuals who do not attend either of those churches draw comparison between the charitable deeds of one member, of one of the general overseer, and they try to draw comparison with the other one. I'm sure you already know the people I'm talking about now. When you drive around Port Harcourt City, you will see billboards displaying some of these charitable deeds. If you turn on your television and you watch some of the TV stations we have in River State, you will find videos showing some of these deeds, you know, sending people abroad to school, building houses for people, opening free schools for people and all. And they say, yeah, this is how somebody, a man of God, is supposed to be. Comparing this man of God to the other. Because maybe, just maybe, there are no billboards around showing schools that are free or showing houses that have been built or showing scholarships. So is it something that we now say we use as a yardstick to judge who is a better man of God? I'm just saying, if you go online, for every time either one of them, you know, there's a news story around either one of them, boom, you see people come out and say, yes, this one used to help people, this one used to do like this, this one used to do like that. And then they start drawing comparison. Then there's the battle between the two sides. Some way, somehow. I don't know how that came about. But let's hear from Bright in Yenegua. Hi, Bright. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
I think there are two ways when you publicize this in social media. Either you are doing it for one of the two reasons. Number one, it's either you are doing it to encourage other people to follow yourself and do good also.
Okay.
Or you are doing it because you want people to praise you.
Mm.
You understand me?
Mm.
Because some persons are publicizing this thing to encourage other people.
Okay.
What makes you publicize that thing matters a lot. I am a visually impaired person. Somebody has given me money and told me, go tell people that I may give you.
Whoa.
Said it openly to me, go tell them that I may give you this money.
Wow. Wow.
His peer was even telling me, if you did for Facebook, go put out for there, you know, the tank are there. So that many people know saying do this kind of thing for me.
Wow.
So you see, some persons do it for certain reasons, because they want to get the applause of people. And don't forget what the Bible said. The Bible says when you do it that way, the applause people are giving you, that is your reward. If that is the essence you are publicizing it, that's how you do good demand, so much demand is very good. That is your reward. And this other one, if you are doing it just to encourage people and to let people know that, yeah, there are still good persons in the world and we can still reach out to those who need our help, I think your reward is different. So that's why I think some persons publicize it. Because okay. Some persons don't, you know, sometimes people are scared to do good, say, ah, if I do, maybe they will take my own, go do like this. But if they see that some persons are still doing it and nothing is happening to them, they might want to be encouraged to do good.
To do good. Okay.
So that is how I see it. Thank you so much.
Now, telling the difference between who is doing it to encourage other people and who is doing it for the praises of men becomes another question. Expression of charitable deeds is based on individual differences in level of understanding. Personally, it is of a good reason to make public good deeds because they serve as templates and legacies that will speak volume of the individual's achievement. Even though a lot of persons do it for self-gratification and aggrandizement, but on that regard, it must be censored and done wisely, my thoughts. Random crew, send that in. Afternoon, Didi. To me, when you publicize and advertise your good deeds, you already collected your reward here on earth. For the Bible says, don't let your right hand know what the left hand is doing. But if you keep it to yourself, your reward is in heaven. My opinion, though, for it is what it is. Dave, send that in. Abraham from Pawtucket says, good afternoon, Double D. It's not good to publicize it when it's done to your nearest family or friends. For celebrity or politicians, it's normal to publicize it because it's for the purpose of publicity. Just like when someone wins anything in your station, don't you guys post to announce it when you credit the person? We've never done that, surprisingly. We do giveaways here on Nigeria Info. And the essence of saying this is the winner is so that you can establish that we did not do Ojoro, we did not, you know, do Mago Mago, and then we declare the winner. But when we credit the person's account, do we come back to say, oh, we've credited so-so-so person? No. Even when sometimes the people who have received the credits a lot, you know, come back and say, thank you, Nigeria Info, I have seen the money. We don't read out the WhatsApp message. I don't think any of my colleagues do that. So a giveaway is different. We don't classify giveaways as charitable deeds. Are we supposed to? Tell me. Do we post it on our social media handle that somebody won 5,000 naira on Hard Facts or on Sunnyside or on Let's Talk? No, let's not try to confuse the two different scenarios. Good afternoon, Denise. My friend's father said if you help any person and intend to use it as an advantage tomorrow, you better let the person know that you are the one helping him.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and Let's Talk.
Unfortunately, I can't take any more calls as we press for time at the moment. So I'll just quickly run through the messages. Good afternoon, Denise. My friend's father said if you help any person and intend to use it as an advantage tomorrow, you better let the person know that you are the one helping him. So the same thing applies. Anyone publicizing his good deed for someone has an intention to use it as an advantage tomorrow. Divine from Pawtucket. Good afternoon, Didi. Generous givers don't announce their giving. Lady V, send that in. I don't think charitable deeds should be publicized. The people you helped know you helped them and will be grateful. To me, it's quite unnecessary to advertise good deeds. The scripture says when you're given a gift of mercy, do not let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. It continued by saying that the people of the nations who publicize their gifts of mercy are receiving their rewards in full. So yes, we can help without having to advertise it. My name is Newman Delight Sochima. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Didi. As I'm talking to you now, there's a classroom block built by NDDC for students, which is still under lock and key because they have not come to commission it, despite the fact that the students who needed it are still suffering due to no classrooms. Again, Rotary Club built about 15 decks for pupils before the school resumption, and it was just last week that they came to snap pictures with the school before the pupils can start using it. Our people like showing off every little thing they do in the name of charity. Didi, if you don't showcase some of these deeds, others will not be motivated. Besides, it is part of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Simply goodness from Pitakwa. So this one says, NS Umazuke on Facebook, publicizing your charitable deeds makes it career. Just like politicians, they use this to build their image. So if a normal person does the same, then there is a career or image the person is trying to build. This then makes it not charitable anymore, but business. And unfortunately, that is all I can take. I'm sorry I can't read all your messages. Thank you so much for being a part of the Sunny Side today. Remember to follow us on all social media handles at Nigeria Info PH on Twitter, at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH on Instagram, and Facebook page is Nigeria InfoNice 2.3 PH. I'll be back here tomorrow, same time, 12 noon to 3 p.m. on the Sunny Side. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at _Denise_Dennis. That's at _DENISE_DNNIS.